Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about receiving from God the help we need. I'm going to read to you today from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, which says this: "Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." When we come to God, He helps us in our time of need. When we need help, we need it at the right time. It does no good for us to have an ill-timed help. The wagon train doesn't need the cavalry before the attack, or really after the attack, but it needs it at the right time. Now here, the writer to the Hebrews takes pains to point out that we find help in time of need. As a matter of fact, the phrase here used in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, "help in time of need," can more literally be translated "well-timed help" or "help in the nick of time." Thankfully, we have a God who's more faithful than the cavalry, more faithful than the Canadian Mountie, more faithful than the television hero who comes through in the nick of time week after week. God knows not only what help we need, but He also sovereignly knows exactly when we need it. How often have we thought that God has delayed His help too long, only to see, in retrospect, His perfect timing? We can also rest assured that the help God gives is more than enough to meet our needs. He gives according to His riches and glory. His help is abundant. It's plentiful. God isn't stingy with assistance when we need it. I heard a story once about a little boy who went shopping with his mother. Down at the corner market, the grocer invited the boys to take a handful of cherries. But the boy, for whatever reason, seemed hesitant. Well, the grocer asked him, "Don't you like cherries?" The boy answered, "Well, sure I do." Then the grocer grabbed a big handful of cherries himself and dumped them into the boy's outstretched hat. Later, his mother asked him, "Why didn't you take those cherries when the grocer first invited you to?" The boy quickly answered with this. He said, "Because his hands were bigger than mine." Now, when we come to God for help, remember that same principle. He measures His gift according to His glory and majesty. He gives according to who He is, not according to who we are. And He measures out grace to us with His hands, not ours. He is a great God who delights in giving great gifts to those who ask and to those who trust in Him. You can come to God and find grace to help today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.